Blog Talk Radio.
Wenda, I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr., and Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
World can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself. They go, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. I understand. That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you ever want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine? Love that alas, can't be surpassed. You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases. Sorry, folk, but it's the truth anyhow. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother? Satan, right? The Bible says he's doing that day and night. Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other. Is that right? Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Then we got three. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing he do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Well, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Just look at him, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place. So if you want this peace of mind, brothers and sisters, you can have it. Because our Jesus is good. I ain't know we're going to have some music this morning. You keep on plowing and stuff on. Amen. So the devil, Satan, is the one. I'm telling you, he's the accuser of the brother. So if he can't get you, hey, everybody's accusing you before the Father, and then you're accusing each other, you follow me? Next thing you know, he's going to have you accusing your own self. Is that right? He's going to have you accusing your own self. They'll take care of him. Y'all come on with him. We blessed, ain't we?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Boy, these spirits, boy, they something else, ain't they? And I'm telling you, that's one thing that Satan does. Because if he can't get you through everybody else, then the last resort is to get yourself. Now see, that's why the Bible tells that we're not ignorant of the devil's devices.
Amen.
Huh? Come out, demon. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
Good preaching, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good preaching. I know it is. Good. Hey, y'all deliverance workers, make sure y'all listening.
All right. All right, all right, all right, all right. Blessings and greetings to each and every last one of you in the sweet presence of the strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. I'm glad to have each and every last one of you here on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Glory to the King. Yah is good all the time, and all the time, Yah is good. I hope everybody's in good spirits. And I hope that you are encouraged in the day, the time, and the hour that we are living in. Glory to the King. All right. So, you know the routine, you know the drill. You want to talk to Pastor Dow, you call in the guest call-in number, 310-982-4226. And then you press number one, you're an automated lady, and you'll be in the caller queue. Your area code will show up. I will call your area code. We'll see if it's there. If you're there, then you can talk to me. You got a question, ask the question. Get right to it. Don't give us a novel of your whole entire life, because we don't care to hear it. We don't want to know. Let's do this in order to have honor and respect for the rest of the people that are on the line that would like to talk to Pastor Dow as well. Hallelujah. With that said, everything is going fine. Everything is going fine, and all is well. All right. Where are we at? Man, I don't even know who that first number is, but let's see who this is for a second. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight With You radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shalom, Pastor Dow. You're speaking to Gamo from South Africa. I just have a couple of questions for you, Pastor Dow. Before I ask the questions, I'd like to say thank you very much for your ministry. I watch your videos, and I'm very much encouraged every time I watch your videos. The first time I actually discovered you was when I was watching this debate between you and one of the Israelite camps. And
yes,
it was a very well-matured, well-organized debate. And then from there, I started finding more information about Pastor Dow, and that's how I actually caught your ministry. So my question number one, Pastor Dow, is when is it lawful to pursue a lady into courtship, seeing that we are in a day where our lifetime is kind of sort of prolonged, especially when we are in colleges. We actually take many years before we actually start working. So, like, we are old, but we're still in college. We haven't started working. We haven't been financially stable. But life goes on. Life doesn't care whether we're still in college or not. So when is it lawful to actually start pursuing a lady for courtship?
All right, let me go ahead and answer this question. During the time of the patriarchs, you know who the patriarchs were according to the scripture, correct?
Yes, sir, the forefathers.
Okay, good. There was no such thing as college. There was no such thing as civilization as we know it today. At that time, when the laws was written, they were written to a free people who chose not to obey the law and ended up in many different captivities. But if you notice that every single one that actually did have a wife, they either received an inheritance or something from their father, or they were already well established. That's the reason why you would often see men in their 40s and 50s and 60s marrying women in their 20s and 30s because they had already established themselves. Today, in the, today's modern day time, people want to go out and they want to, you know, think about pursuing a courtship with a woman. But I will tell you right now, I wouldn't pursue no courtship with no woman whatsoever at all if she doesn't keep the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High Yah. She's not born again, and she will, and you can even detect that she will not submit to you and obey you as a wife should. And if you do, be very selective, because remember, today these women have had too much Western influence upon them. The Most High Yah will usually show you, and you will easily find her when the time is right. Don't make the mistake like a lot of people do. When it says a man finds a wife, to look at the translation, they'll go out and ask every woman that they can, or every woman that's walking and has two legs, until finally somebody says yes. That's not what the scripture is talking about. And can I give you some advice as far as looking for a woman?
Yeah, thank you very much. I would actually like to appreciate it.
Okay. What you should do when pursuing a wife, after you believe that you have one that could possibly be a candidate and be your helpmeet, you need to pursue someone that has somewhat of the same goals and interests in life that you are. If you're a real active, if you like getting out into nature, you like walking, you like exercising, you want to pursue somebody like that, you will have a world of hurt and a world of trouble if you marry someone that is totally directly opposite to you and don't share the same interests as you do, and actually going towards the same goals. What's your next question?
Oh yeah. So the next question, Pastor Dow, just lies on the differences in doctrines, because I've noticed that like amongst Israel, like there are a lot of like differences like in doctrines, like who's a Gentile, who's a Jew, who's the laws of strangers and so forth. Like how did we like get to this point where there are so many like differences, but yet at the same time we're reading from the same Bible, and like how does one navigate through that and be like, okay, this is the standpoint, like this is what one is going to believe because this is what scripture says, but you get different doctrines out of the same Bible that we are all reading. I find it quite hard to sort of like navigate through all these differences in doctrines.
Very good question. And by the way, thank you for calling from South Africa. I'm sure that you've also saw my videos that I've been putting up about South Africa. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. I've seen it. It's actually like a comprehensive like interpretation of what's happening here. And I was like, yo, and you're like thousands of miles away. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. All right. Hey, the difference of doctrines. Let me give you an example, my brother, and please listen to me very carefully. A lot of these people who are melanated people who have a hue or color to their skin here in America, they're very divisive in their doctrines. Let me give you an example. A lot of these so-called Hebrews, notice I said so-called Hebrew camps, they stand out on the street or they sit in classrooms and they act like they're somewhat of some authority on scripture. They're no authority at all. The majority of them come from doctrine. They come from a doctrine from a camp that used to be up there in New York that they used to call One West Camp, under a guy who actually now, who they used to believe to be King David, and he ended up following a man who called himself the God-sent Comforter, and it's just a mess and a wreck. They have developed a lot of these doctrines, such as Esau is the white man, Jews, Gentiles, and the divisions of it and stuff. But you can't find a lot of this stuff that they preach and teach. Just because somebody is passionate about preaching and teaching doesn't mean that they're telling the truth. You also find that these people don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You also find out that their women do not mimic the women of the Bible. There's a lot of differences. That's why you have to do your own due diligence and own research. But however, if the Most High has led you to listen to me, then listen. Because if you are, there's like the book says, there are in this world so many different kinds of voices and none of them without any significance. Meaning that there are a lot of voices out there in the world. The Ruach, the Holy Spirit, he will lead you to who you need to be listening to. over and on over again, I've done teachings about how the Most High feels about the Gentiles. And we're talking about righteous Gentiles, the ones who choose to follow the laws and statutes and commandments, not just any Gentiles. I'm fully aware of what the law says, but we're not following some guy that's following another guy who he actually believes is a man on earth that actually is the Holy Spirit or the God-sent comforter. It's just off the chain, a lot of these doctrines that these people have. But, you know, if you listen to the rebuttals that I have and some of the other people who have rebuttals against it, a lot of this false doctrine, it's easy to discern that these people, just because they say that they're Israel, is not Israel. Not everyone that says that they're Israel is Israel.
Right.
I'll give an example.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so I'll give an example.
IUIC,
they're not Israel. GOCC is not Israel. All of these alphabet soup camps and stuff that come about this false doctrine, I personally don't believe that the majority of them are Israel. I actually think that they are the closet Edomites. You'll find out that a lot of them are in bed. Yeah, a lot of them are in the bed with the government. They are 501c3. I know IUIC is for sure. And so, going contrary to what the book says, you'll find out that a lot of these people, that even though they say that they're Israel, they really truly are not Israel, my brother.
Yeah. Okay. No, thank you very much, Pastor Dow.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And please continue to post the videos about the updates in the community. It really is an encouragement, especially like when you show us like through the gardens and so forth, like it's like an encouragement.
Sure. All
thank
right,
you.
My brother.
Bye.
Bless you. That was from South Africa. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to South Dakota. 605-605. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
I'm glad to meet you, Pastor. My
son
is Bud Fresh.
Your son is Bud Freshar. Okay, how you doing, Mama?
I'm doing good. He has directed me to your videos, and I have since then included my brother and my nephew, and they are totally taken with you and want to do more study. I'm brand new, and I'm just... I guess my eyes are opening, perhaps.
Well, more but, likely, it sounds like the Most High Yah is dealing with you. Glory to the King.
And my son is very well versed. I'm so proud of him. Compared to him, I'm a babe in the Word, that's for sure. But do continue your videos. I'll be a faithful watcher.
Well, thank you for calling in. And continue to keep watching and... If you're not familiar with it, every Saturday morning, 11 a.m., we have a live streaming of our services on online-church.org, or you can go to our website and navigate around, and you'll see it.
I'm sure Bud will direct me if I lose my way.
All right. Good hearing your voice.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bless you. Have a good night.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Isn't that something? All right, let's go to Minnesota. Call number 612-612. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Hey, Pastor, how are you doing today?
Hey, I just heard from your mother.
Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom, by the way.
Shabbat Shalom.
I'm trying to find... We went through so many verses on circumcision, and I was dealing with a brother, you know, as well about circumcision, and so I studied even further, and I wanted to know if I am right in what I'm saying here, because I told my mom this today. I said that us as believers in Yeshua are grafted in, and we are bought with a price. We are citizens of the kingdom, and I says, so the difference between being circumcised after becoming a believer is equated to the fact that if you were a citizen of the United States, you would keep the laws. If you break the laws, you would be a lawless citizen, and you would need to be redeemed, or your fine would need to be paid, and then you'd be in good standings again. But I says, if you're an alien and you keep the laws of God, it doesn't profit you anything because you're not a citizen, and they will extradite you out of this country, just like God will extradite people out of the kingdom of heaven because they're not citizens, even if they follow the law. And circumcision is like that, just like anything else. If you keep the law as a citizen, you're a law-abiding citizen. But if you keep the laws and you're not a citizen, then you need to be exiled as an illegal alien. And that's kind of how I put it. Was I right in what I said, Pastor?
I think you had a very, very good analogy. And I think that you are right on point, personally. As a matter of fact, I like it really, really good. I like it a lot.
Thank you, sir.
You've always been a master.
That was my only question.
That was a beautiful thing.
Well, I like to talk to people that aren't as smart because I'm not always as smart. So the simple stuff makes you feel better.
Yes, sir. Anything else,
Thank
my
you,
brother?
Sir. No, sir. I just want to say that we love you and Shabbat Shalom from the entire Fresh Air family.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Love you too, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. Glory to the King. Very, very good. Let's go to Brother Jesus out in Arizona, I believe is where he is. Calling number 910-910. This is Pastor Dowell. You on the Straight With You radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat Shalom, my beloved pastor. Shabbat Shalom to the Straight Way Saints listening out
Shabbat
there.
Shabbat Shalom, my beloved brother.
I just wanted to let you know that I sent an offering today, my pastor. I didn't send my Pentecost offering during Pentecost, but I did send that out today via FedEx. Just want to let you know that. And I do have a question. I was recently contacted by somebody I haven't heard from in a while. This is when I used to live back in Mexico. And I think they're very sincere in what they're asking. And basically, our friend's mother has a tumor behind her eye. And they were telling me that, you know, they need some financial assistance. They weren't telling me to give them, you know, the entire money, but they were just saying, you know, whatever I could help out with, I could help out with. Obviously, I don't have any financial, you know, not that much money to give them, but that's not my question. My question is for the tumor that's behind her eye, I wanted to ask you, is that something that stems from bitterness or unforgiveness, or could you give me some insight maybe?
I wish that I had the Hallmark answer for a lot of things. It could be something, because we don't know until we actually sit down and talk to these people. We don't know if it's something that's coming through the bloodline, generational curses. We don't know anything about their history and their life, or as bitterness or unforgiveness. We just simply don't know, Brother Jesus. We can assume a lot of things, but we simply don't know. And rather than asking for silver and gold, you know, you should ask him, can they believe that Jesus can heal them? That's the proper answer.
Yes, sir.
And because that would be more worth more than money. I just simply
right,
don't.
Right.
We live in such a wicked, wicked world that is so far from Yah that I just simply don't know, unless I was actually, you know, there to question them if they would allow it, to see where this condition comes from.
Yes, sir. And here's another issue. Obviously, they are in Mexico, which I cannot, you know, obviously I can't go over there. And I was thinking about, like you said, doing this over via Skype, and I was going to do exactly what you said, is just question them, see, you know, go through, like, what's going on in your life and things of that nature. So that's basically what I'm going to do, and see if the Father moves on this situation. But I just wanted to see where your thoughts on it were. And that's really it, Pastor. That's really it. And I just want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, sir. Love you.
I had something else. Oh, one more thing, my pastor, and I just want to just give you praise, sir, because last week's Shabbat message was really impactful. And it really showed me the power of words, of agreeing with whatever you're saying and agreeing with whatever is written in the scriptures. And I want to say that I received a lot of deliverance and a lot of understanding with what you said. And it really, I know for sure that I'm going to be speaking aloud a lot more in agreement with what you're saying. And I mean speaking out loud, because I know I'm a quiet person, and that's really what I got from your message last week. And I just want to thank you, sir, for that. And just to let you know, myself and Sister Justice, she's actually going to be going to online school sometime this month, and I'll be going to truck driving school next month. So getting ready to get, you know, get that CDL license on when I get out. I have a job, and that's it, sir. That's it for today.
All right, my brother, good hearing from you. Take care of the family, the baby. It's always a joy to listen to you. And also, thank you. Thank you for being obedient to the Most High Yah and sending in your Pentecost offering. Bless you, my brother.
Bless you, sir. Thank you.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Ohio, Brother Mike. Call number 614-614. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight with You radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
Am I coming in well?
Coming in, you can speak a little bit louder.
Is that any better?
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to say I appreciate all you do. I got caught up a little bit on Marco Polo, so in the pants that you gave to us as men. And I want to say I thank you, because I've never really been taught, as a lot of brothers have.
Brother Mike, your signal is going in and out. You need to find a stable signal, and I'll bring you back up in a few phone calls, okay? Let me take care of a few more phone calls, but get a stable signal so we can hear what you've got to say. Well, I'm sure that is going to edify and help someone out. Let's go to Brother Timothy, North Carolina, 919. 919 is Pastor Dowell. From the Serving Truth Radio broadcast, I can help you, Brother Timothy.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you speaking directly in the phone, or are you using a headset or something, or what?
I can take it off my headset. I just got out of the truck.
Yeah, speak
hold on,
directly
right.
to the phone.
All right, hold on a minute. All right, now can you hear me?
Yeah, speak louder. Go ahead.
All right, yes, sir. Yeah, I just had a quick question, and then I just wanted to give out like just a short little bit of words of wisdom from some of the things I've been through recently, and if that's all right with you.
Well, I mean, don't give us a life story, brother. Just give us the question. That's all we really need to hear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. I was going to say, I wasn't going to give a life story, but I have a quick question right here, and I'll just leave it at that. Is scorning and mocking someone considered a sin?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Interesting. Is there like some place where I can maybe study up on that?
All you have to do is do a word study on the word scorner, because scorner and mocking is two different things.
Yes, sir.
Now,
right,
we're
cool,
not talking
cool, right?
about just having camaraderie and having fun. Like, if we're talking about being vindictive after a religious order, becoming scorners and mockers. So there's many different categories that you put it in.
Interesting. Well, thank you very much for that tidbit, because, yeah, it's just something I was wondering. And all right, now, sir, bless you, and Shabbat shalom to all the saints. Love you all, the brothers, and love to all the brothers, and shalom.
Bless you, Brother Timothy. Let's go to New Mexico, Brother Daniel. New Mexico, 915-915. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight with You radio broadcast. I can help Brother Daniel.
Hey, how are you doing, Pastor?
Doing well. Good to hear from you, Brother Daniel.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you and see how you're doing. I was looking at Patreon, and I heard how you were getting ready to build a tabernacle. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Yes, sir, we are.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to say I'm still here, and I'm still at it, and I'm staying busy, and I'm just happy to hear from you, and Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
All right, good to hear from you, Brother Daniel. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go back. Well, he dropped out. I don't see his number in there, so we'll go on. We'll proceed on. Michigan, call number 616-616, Brother Ryan. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Ryan?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dowell. Am I sounding okay for you?
No, you're not. Do you have, are you on a
really.
Speakerphone, headset, or something?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hold on a sec. That better?
That's better. Speak a little louder and clear, but yeah, that's better.
Yes, sir. Okay. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. I just want to say, hey, man, we miss you and we love you. And that's coming from your family. Everybody's over here right now. So, but I just kind of want to share.
All over there. Who's all over there with you?
I got my wife, Sister Lauren, and I got my mother here right now, Mother Kilgore, Mother McClain, Shay, Sister Shay. So, yeah, we're.
What was the last time Heather been over there?
We actually were in Detroit last Shabbat, and so this Shabbat we're actually looking to have her with us.
Okay.
So we were over
all
in
right.
Detroit last Shabbat. Yes, sir. So this Shabbat, we're looking forward to having her with us.
Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, but, yes, sir. So,
speak up.
Yes, sir. All right. So we had a, on a job site, I have my brother named Brother Joseph.
Hey,
he's a new brother in the faith.
I don't know what's going on, but you're fading. Your voice is fading.
Oh, I'm fading? Can you hear me better now?
No, we can't hear you better now. Get your mouth closer to the mic or something. We need to do it so everybody can hear you. That's the only reason why I'm being so adamant about this, because people have been complaining about not being able to understand and hear the callers.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I got my phone here. I got no microphone or no headsets. It's just my phone. Right.
Okay,
now.
Keep your voice, consistent and your mouth close to the mic, okay?
Okay, yes, sir. All right, so basically, we have a job site that me and Brother Joseph have been working on, and we came across a guy who was a next-door neighbor, and I've shared this story with Brother Juan and Elder Rufus and Brother Corey, but he kind of made us a pot of coffee or whatnot because he's a really nice guy. His name is Steve. And he started to bring up some things about, the father and start to talk about him a bit. And, so we kind of just listened to what he had to say. He was a Christian man. And we just kind of listened to him, heard what he had to say. And I asked him because he started talking about the bloodline of course, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I asked him, I'm like, so you guys believe in the laws and the commandments and keeping them? And, his first response was like, well, that's all Old Testament, right? And he's like, so why are you asking me? And I was like, well, I'm just asking, based off of the bloodline lineage that you kind of brought that up and whatnot. So he was like, well, no, because that's Old Testament and things. And we just kind of listened to him and let him say that he was saying, but by the end of the conversation, I kind of closed it, and I just dropped a couple of nuggets for him, and I said, the reason why I was asking you about the laws and commandments is because, Paul actually stood trial against the Romans, and at that time, the Jews, that he actually kept the laws and commandments, and they're trying to prosecute him based off him not keeping the laws and commandments. So I kind of explained that to him and said that was on his road to Damascus. And I explained to him as well, of course, what they say, what the Bible says is sin is the transgression of the law. So, when you transgress the law, you're committing a sin. And so I was like, so that's a couple of things that reason why I asked you, and those both are in the New Testament. I gave him the chapter and verse. which is 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, for the sin. And, you know, he was like, wow, okay, well, that's amazing. He's like, well, you know, I'm just here. He's kind of like, basically, I don't know a whole lot about the Bible, and it seems like you know a whole lot, you know what I mean? So I appreciate the information, and I gave him your information for YouTube. And he was like, well, I was just really impressed by you two gentlemen and how you guys carried yourself and how respectful you were to me. And that's why I really wanted to sit down and talk to you guys and things. And he seemed like he was a very, like, very open to it. And he even whipped out his phone and went straight to YouTube and had me type in your YouTube channel and had me pull up some videos and things like that. And he's like, I'm going to listen to it. And he's an Army guy. He is an ex-Marine. And he's like, so yeah, I'm gonna watch a few videos and things, but I really enjoy how you guys are very respectful and how you carry yourself and things. And I'm like, that's just kind of the way that the ministries that we have. And I told him a little bit about the ministries and, you know, how we are, how us men carry ourselves and how we teach each other and things of that nature. And he seemed to be really intrigued by it. So, you know, it just came, it brought me to a point to where I thought, like, you know what? The women really are a billboard, an example, just by the holiness in their dress. But, you know, at the same time, when we conduct ourselves as men in the faith, the way that we need to conduct ourselves properly, we are also, you know, a billboard. And it kind of like things where it just popped up for me, like, man, how powerful it is that, you know, our men are learning what we're learning from our pastor and from our leadership, could also influence other men just based off of what we're doing here. And, man, that really, because I always notice the women and how they're dressed and how they reel people in, but now I notice carrying yourself as men of straightway, as men of the Father of Yah, you know, could really reel other strong men in that admire that, you know what I mean, and those traits of the man. So I was just trying to share that with you.
All right, my brother, that's true. Keep doing a good job, ministry.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Pastor. And like I said, man, we love you and we miss you, and we can't wait to hug your neck and see you and see your tabernacles.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Ryan. Hug the family for me. Shabbat shalom.
Yeah, Shabbat shalom.
All right, all right. Let's go to Alaska, Brother Reynolds. Call number 907-907 is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Reynolds?
Shalom, shalom, Pastor. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. Doing well. How can I help you, my brother?
Oh, wonderful. I'm just getting back in the saddle. Just wanted to bless you and the family and Straightway and Israel as a whole. I'm just getting back here. Back into the saddle. Wanted to let you know I appreciate my stay there. I loved and enjoyed every bit of it. I love the sun. I still want to soak in it if I can get some more of it. It was just wonderful being there. But I'm also happy to be back here with the ladies. I only have one little one that's another little male here. The rest of them are women, so... I'm glad to get back to my beautiful women. All right. My wife would like to speak to you for a second.
Sure.
Shalom, Pastor Val.
Shalom, Sister Shawanda. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just wanted to tell you and Mother Carol, thank you so much for taking good care of Addison while he was there. And it was just a blessing to see that he was well taken care of by Mother Dow giving him the meals. And He was being a little, I guess. he took pictures and he sent them to us. So, he was happy. We were happy, and please tell Mother Carol thank you so much. We do appreciate all that she did for him.
She hears every word that you're saying. She's in the tabernacle, and I'm sure she is saying it's her honor and privilege.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Allen. Bless you.
All right. Brother Reynolds.
Shabbat shalom. Yes, sir.
I'm going to speak in code for a second. I'll send you some text messages there. That maniac has got some problems right there, but I'll call you after the broadcast, okay?
Yes, sir. Most I bless you automatically. Shabbat shalom.
All right. Bless you. Shabbat shalom. Where we at? Let's go to Brother Jim in Wisconsin. Call number 262-262. This is Pastor Dowie on our Straight Be Truth radio broadcast. I can help Brother Jim.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
I have a thing I want to say, if it's okay. Just something on my heart based on what I've been seeing going on a little bit in Israel recently and, you know, in general. And I have something I want to say to primarily to women who are listening, who have husbands who are coming into the faith, and they're listening to this and they're saying, oh, hell no. What I want to say to them, Pastor, is this. You sisters and you women out there, number one, you are to be in subjection to your husbands as unto God. That's what the Word said, Ephesians chapter 5. And if you are in subjection to your husbands as unto God, as we all are in subjection to God, that means that there is a blessing when you are obedient. There is a curse when you are disobedient. And you need to take that to heart. I think that every sister in the tabernacle right now can acknowledge that when they are obedient to their husbands in their house, that there is a definite blessing from the husband in their life and in the house and in their family. And conversely, when they are disobedient, there is a curse that will come upon them. And as well, I want to say to men out there who are in this, and if you are married under the state, as I've learned about being married, the difference between being married under the state and being married under the law of Yah. You know, if your wife does not want to submit to you and does not want to be in obedience, cut her loose, and cut her loose now. It's going to be painful. You're going to suffer loss, but I'll tell you what, the loss that you're going to suffer is better to lose it now in this way and gain the peace and the relationship with the Most High. That's what I want to say, Pat.
All right. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
All right. Here we are. Let's go back to Ohio, Brother Mike. Call number 614-614. It's Pastor Dowie on the Shabbat Jude Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Mike?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. I hope you can hear me better now.
Yeah, we got you now, brother. Go ahead. We need to hear what you got to say. Come on.
I don't have too much, but I just wanted to say I finally got caught up some on Marco Polo, and so I got a chance to look at the rebuke of for men, you know, and hearing that was a strong conviction. You know, I've never a lot of brothers haven't really been shown the right way to be a man. And so I just want to say thank you for that, and not holding punches, and just telling it like it is, because that's what we need to hear. That's what's gonna save us. Is just the truth. And I just want to say thank you for that,
bro, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I have a sincere, deep love for the Father. I love Yahshua, and I truly love the brother. So whenever y'all see Pastor Dow giving out any type of correction or rebuke or something like that, is not personal. It's just something that needs to be corrected and need to be understood. And I'm glad that you brothers have the humility to be able to receive it and to grow from it and then go on in the newness of life, because I just got finished giving. I mean, I put it on Patreon at the $20 level, I think I did, because I wanted the faithful to be able to hear that, even though I'd done it on the Sons of Jacob only for the brethren. I thought it was something that everybody needed to hear. And that's for our edification. That's for our exhortation, and that is for our comfort and our comfort alone. And I do this because I realize that we have not had fathers after the faith or fathers, you know, in general that would actually teach us wisdom, knowledge, understanding. So I don't cry with spilt milk or things that hadn't been done. I just figured that, you know, the best thing that I can do in this world to affect change and have change is to be the best possible example as I can of a man, and then give the brethren the tools that they need, not only to be men, but to be strong men of Yah, to love their wives, love their children, guide and lead their houses, and then they would teach their sons. And hopefully their sons after them would teach their sons, but hopefully by then Yeshua will come. That is the sole purpose, but it's all done out of sincere, deep love.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, I receive it. And we know because we're watching. So we're watching you, and we're following as you follow Christ. I did have a few more things. You know, we've been truly blessed in everything that we put our hand to since we've been a part of this ministry. Yeah, we've had some things come up to deal with some things, but Yah, as well as the ministry, Yah through the ministry, or he's equipped us with everything that we need in order to take care of what we need to take care of. Me as the head, and my wife. And leading the children, guiding the children. And our business is doing very well. My wife is, she's getting her product in a few stores, and she's supposed to have a ribbon cutting. I'll let her tell you. Here she is, Pastor.
All right.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Bless you, my sister. How you doing?
Pretty good. Of course, I'm always nervous when I call in, but I cannot talk too fast.
You've never seen me before.
I know. It's not. I guess it's more out of respect.
It is.
And everybody's listening too. What he was talking about is this week we had a few different meetings here with some healthy stores or health food stores or specialty stores here in Ohio. So we have our product. It's going to be in 3 stores. It's already in 1 of them. And then next week it'll be in 2 more.
Hey, that sounds good.
Yes.
I got a good idea too.
Yes, sir.
Talk to them people in them stores and ask, see if they want Carolero products in these stores as well.
Oh, yes, sir.
But after
yes, sir,
after you get established in them stores for a couple of months, though, okay?
Yes, sir. I sure will do that. I would definitely do that with no problem. That's a good idea. And yesterday when I called, I had to call the Chamber of Commerce yesterday because I was having struggle with registering a business on the website. So that, you know, the address could be known and just to do everything according to regulations. And when I called, the president of the Chamber of Commerce answered, and she was just, like, all excited to talk to me as if she had talked to me before. And I was just telling her, you know, the issue that I was having with the website and everything. And she was like, well, you know, since you're here, you know, you're in town, how about we do a ribbon cutting? We would love to do a ribbon cutting. Invite the local media, all of the state officials,
wow,
to get everybody here. And I was like, yes, ma'am. I wasn't expecting that, but sure, yes, ma'am. So we have it set up for next month. It was totally unexpected, but I'm super excited.
Hey, go down there, cut the ribbon, cheese, smile, and do whatever you got to do as long as you can get your product out there and get it sale.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what happened with Sister Carol brought up?
No, sir.
She was getting ready to, she had Brother Jamil's wife down there in Dallas, Texas, speaking to a whole board in a hospital. And she was getting ready to get her products in down there in the hospital. And you know that one of those Caucasian women in that meeting saw the presentation that Brother Jamil's wife was giving him, liked the presentation so much that she turned around, just went out and bought shea butter or whatever they did, put it inside of a container and label, and then slapped the label on it, and then ousted Sister Carol out of it. And people don't understand that a lot of this stuff that Sister Carol gets and she makes and stuff is totally different than what they're selling there in the hospital. Can you believe that jackals and these bootlickers and these jacklegs did that and undermined that?
Wow. I remember you saying something about that. That's pure wickedness. I mean, complete wickedness. And it will not succeed. There's no way that that will be, you know, fruitful or successful with doing undermining that process.
Yeah, you're right. Keep me posted.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Bless you, Pastor. And Burmite is getting back.
All right.
Oh, Shabbat Shalom. I just wanted I wanted her to mention we sent in our offering, but I didn't write a letter or anything. We just kind of tried to get it sent off before the Shabbat came in. But she also put a few things in there, or a sample of her new product of the peaches. So y'all will get that.
I know y'all. Y'all don't have to put no letter in there. I talk to y'all quite often. It's good to go. I know your heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, bless y'all. We love all of y'all. Thank you for everything that you're doing in the service of the Most High Yah. And it doesn't go unnoticed. We appreciate it, and I know the Father does.
Bless you, my brother. Keep leading that family, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Shabbat Shalom, my
Shabbat
brother.
Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
And I tell you what a family we have. I mean, we truly have a family. We truly, truly do. Tennessee, 432-432, Pastor Dowie on the 72 Radio Broadcast. How can I help you?
Shalom, Pastor Dowie.
Shalom. Who am I talking with?
Brother Joseph from Johnson City, Tennessee.
Johnson City, Tennessee. Brother Joseph, you're not using no handset or no mic or no speakerphone, are you?
Yeah, I had it close to my mouth, though. My bad.
Yeah, go straight phone, man, so we can hear you clearly.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say bless you, Pastor. I mean, I also heard the message on Marco Polo, man, and it had me, you know, thinking back on before I actually really took the walk serious and I started listening to you, and I was blessed to be delivered from the spirit of Ahab. And, you know, like I said, your rebuke kind of hit me because, you know, being delivered from that spirit, anytime that I kind of feel like it's that, you know, emasculating spirit trying to jump back on me, you know, I kind of, I guess you call it gird your loins, and I kind of push through it and everything. But that rebuke kind of got, it definitely got me. Because, like I said, I got me a son, and, you know, Pastor, I bless you for really just being an upright man, and yeah, you know, you are definitely that role model that I've been looking for, because in my family it's literally emasculated men, and you can see it now, you know, hindsight, you can actually see it throughout the family. You know, you really can't find a man if everybody is being run by women. So you
wow.
know, I bless you, Pastor. I take the rebuke. I think you also got delivered through your ministry, you know, watching and following straightway. So I thank you, man, and I just bless you. I thank the Father for the brethren. You know, I'm meeting more of the brethren in straightway, and it's been really uplifting to actually talk to holy men, to actually talk to and have conversation with, and just I'm catching up on the videos and everything, but it's great to actually have fellowship with men. Like, I can't tell you how grateful I am for that.
Well, hallelujah. Be encouraged, my brother. And lately we've been acting silly on Marco Polo with our races coming up, but it ain't nothing personal. It's just having good old clean fun. But brother, keep listening and stay connected, all right?
Yes, sir.
All
know,
right,
hey,
brother.
I got me a speed racer too. Yeah.
You got your one, huh?
Yeah. Well, my daughter got one. She likes my Matchbox cars, but, you know, I'm going to borrow hers. That's all right.
All right, my brother.
All right. So long.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to California. Call number 951-951, Brother King. It's Pastor Dow. You're on Circuit 2 Radio Broadcast. How can I help you, King?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Doing well. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I want to apologize for last week for having the phone on speakerphone. I was kind of dozing off when you had mentioned my number, so I wanted to apologize for that. And I need advice about something.
What is it?
Okay, here's the situation. I got hurt on my job a few days ago. Well, last week. I went to work a few days this week. Right now they have me on light duty. But after the light duty, they said they're going to fire me for pretty much getting hurt on their job. Now, I know that I can sue them for that, but that's the part I need advice on, like, with the suing. Would that be lawful in the eyes of the Most High, or am I just not supposed to do that, period?
No, sure it would be lawful in the eyes of the Most High, y'all, because are you suing a brother in the Messiah? Are you suing an Israelite? No, you're suing
a job.
Sir. Who want to put you away because they don't want the financial liability. What you need to do is go ahead and go find you a lawyer and tell them exactly what happened and get some documentation about what they said as far as wanting to can you after you got injured on the work, and then let them take care of it from there.
Yes, sir. Well, I already got in contact with a lawyer, and I told him I was going to give him a call back because I wanted to hear your thoughts on it first and make sure I wasn't going to step out of line. So I already got one lined up. And another thing is, I lose my train of thought. You can go ahead, Pastor Dow, with what you was about to say.
No, I'm good.
Okay. No, that's what I was going to tell you. Another thing is, one of the higher-up guys, he's still going to let me transfer to the one down there in Oklahoma. So I still got him pushing for me. He said, just don't say nothing, but everything's going to stay the same. So, you know, they nothing but the devil.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Best brother King, Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Pennsylvania, Brother Zach. Call number 717-717. How can I help you, Brother Zach? Brother Zach going once. Brother Zach going twice. Man, Brother Zach, you need a better line, man. The only thing I heard was, shalom, shalom. Need a better line, my brother. Let's go to California again. Call number 925-925. Pastor Dow, you're on Strip 2 Radio Broadcast. How can I help you? California 925, one once, twice.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Man, what took you so long, man?
My Bluetooth. This is Brother Juwan, Pastor.
Brother Juwan, what took you so long, man?
To call in or to make sure I got a clear line. I'm at work, and I just make sure I had to step out and my Bluetooth isn't clear.
Okay.
But all is well. Just calling in. All is well. Just wanted to call in and let you know that we're still here. All is well. Just still striving and making the changes. And, you know, all is well pretty much. And then also April, I called in to the dining hall April 26th just to give an update. But had another baby girl. Her name is Naomi. So she is doing well, very healthy, and the family's doing good. Just wanted to keep you guys updated and let you know that we're still here.
Hey, homie. All right, brother. All right, work hard.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm doing that right now. But
Shabbat
shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Good hearing from you, Brother Juwan. Good hearing from you. Shabbat shalom. Go to Texas. Brother Sam, call number 469-469. Pastor Dow, you're on the Straight with Jude radio broadcast. I can help you. Texas going once. Texas going twice.
Walk alone.
Man, what is going on with y'all, man? What's taking y'all so long to answer?
I don't know. I didn't know if you could hear me or not. Can you hear me clear?
What you got, bro, Sam?
I was just calling. I heard you got some concubine series going on, and I wanted to know what did you have it on.
It's on Patreon.
Patreon? Is
yeah,
it a specific group?
Now on Patreon.
Is it, which group is it? The 20, the 100?
The 100.
Okay. That's all I had.
All right, bro, Sam. Bless you.
All right, shalom.
Home. Louisiana, call number 318-318. It's Pastor Dow. You're on Serpent Jude Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Can you hear me, Pastor Dow?
I got you. Who is it, man?
This is Brother Christopher Williams from Baton Rouge, Pastor Dow.
Baton Rouge. How you doing, man?
Yes.
You stay away from the crayfish down there?
She's trying to, Pastor Dow. She's been working hard.
All right. What you got, my brother?
Yes, sir. I just want to tell you that some very, very powerful conversation you had with the many brothers before me, and also from my dad to you, Pastor Dow. He just wanted to let you know that out of all the men that he had listened to and even, you know, followed their sermons and teachings, that for once in his life that he finally have came across a real man. And he just wanted to let you know about that.
Tell you, Dad, it's my honor. It is my privilege. Thank you for the wonderful words, because the scripture says, don't let your own lips praise you but another. And speaking of that, Brother Rufus just put out a recent video on Rufus Char Carswell channel down there in Straightway, Georgia, as well as Brother Kabir's. And most of those channels you can see on my YouTube page. You go to the right-hand side, click, you can see it. They have been putting out some wonderful, wonderful words. Most of all the brothers honor me, and I do appreciate it. I do labor in this vineyard very hard for each and every last one of you, not only the brother, but the sisters and the children, because I want to see us all in the kingdom. Go ahead, my brother.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you right now, Pastor Dow, I've been trying to follow Brother Kabir, Brother Rufus, and even you. I'm actually starting back from when you first started your videos and trying to play catch-up as best way as possible, but definitely have gained a lot of knowledge from your teachings. And also,
well, let me tell you something. Those old videos that you see on YouTube, those videos are 4 to 5 years older than when they are dated on YouTube.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Because YouTube wasn't around when I was up here on this community preaching, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir. Wow. Okay, then. That's a testament itself, Pastor Dow. But definitely, I just want to let you know, too, that one video I came across when you was interviewing Dr. Gina Murray or Sister Gina Murray, and one
yes.
thing that literally has struck me when you got ready to close, and I just truly feel this with every bone in my body, and this is something that I will keep forever and teach to other young men how to be strong men. And it's what you said is men do not follow titles. Men follow strength. And that is absolutely deep to me, Pastor Dow.
That's true. You got anything else, my brother?
Yes, sir. And just one question. And since from my situation, getting out of the marriage and starting from scratch, starting over. And I remember you were conversating with the brother from South Africa when it comes to courtship. My question is, when you explain about the bride price when it comes to the daughter of the father, with the way things are in society, especially how majority of our women have been, as we call it, institutionalized in America, do you feel or believe that we should still keep that tradition of the bride price, especially going to the father and asking the blessing and offering a bride price for his daughter or not.
We do that in the ministry, provided that the woman, the sister, is a virgin. If she's not a virgin, she's not worthy of a bride price.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, that definitely answered my question right there. So that's all I have for you, Pastor Dow. And thank you definitely for the rebuke. Believe me, when I first started hearing your videos, your words have cut deep on me as well. So, but it was definitely to help me humble myself, suffer through humility, and be able to move forward and become wiser. And for that, you and the Straightway Ministry have my full support. And if in any way possible, if I could be of service, I am gladly to support in every way for the ministry of Yah.
Hey, if you want support, brother, the Most High lays on your heart, just send me an offering in the mail. That'll help out and go a mile. That'll go miles because I tell you, brother, we need all the help we can get building this brand new tabernacle. I promise you that.
Oh, yes, sir. Believe me, it's coming. So just been trying to get my finances together. Like I said, start from scratch, but believe me, it will be coming, Pastor Dow. Rest assured.
All right, my brother, you be encouraged, okay?
Yes, sir. Appreciate everything, Pastor, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. All right, saints, that's it. We tapping out. I bless each and every last one of you, sweet, precious, strong, and victorious in mighty overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning. Be the Father's will, and I believe it is His will. Shabbat Shalom. The King is coming.